The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, how was your sleep last night? If you got the full 8 hours, congratulations to you. And if your sleep was fitful, you might want to listen carefully to my next guest. It's great to welcome Fiona Brennan, whose book Sleep Well was an instant bestseller when it was released earlier this year. Well, Fiona, you are very welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
And sleep is the centre of everything, isn't it? It's the one pillar of health that you need. But we're all talking about it a lot more, aren't we? Whether it's through the wearable tech or since the pandemic or the menopause, everyone's like, how are you sleeping?
Yeah, well, it dictates so much of how we live our lives, if you like. And, you know, when you look at the six pillars of lifestyle medicine, I would argue that sleep is, it's like the hub and everything comes from that. So every decision that you make, whether what you're going to eat, if you're going to get your exercise, what kind of your relationships are like, you know, if you're going to indulge in too much wine, all of those things come back to how you have slept, you know, and how your sleep is generally. But what I really, truly believe is most helpful, even since the publication of the book, and what I've noticed more and more is that our mindset around it, Claire, is integral. And the biggest disruptor to a good night's sleep is the overactive mind. So if I can help people to actually slow down their thoughts and to switch off the mind, then you are giving yourself the best opportunity of a good night's sleep. And again, it has to go into context. Like, in other words, what's going on in your life at the moment? If you have a young baby, if you're going through menopause, if you're worried about a loved one who's ill, if you are grieving somebody, all of these things are going to have an impact on your sleep. So sleep is a fragile little beautiful thing that we need to look after and protect at all costs, because when your sleep is as solid as it can be, as I say, with the circumstances, then you're much more able, you're much more resilient, you're emotionally regulated, and you're able to cope with all of the challenges of life.
All of that said about different life stages that can impact on our sleep, you believe that anybody and everybody can improve their sleep, whether you're a shift worker, whether you're someone who's just said all your life, I'm not a good sleeper, or indeed someone who says they are a good sleeper, they can become a better sleeper.
Yeah, well, like my good self, I always said I was a good sleeper, but it's like I didn't actually really know what that meant. My sleep has got so much deeper and so much more effective. So it's the quality of your sleep as much as the quantity. And people tend to be more kind of obsessed with how many hours. But, you know, many people sleep 8 hours and they wake up and they're still not refreshed. You know, so you need to look at what's going on there. And that can be things like caffeine and alcohol is a huge disruptor to the quality of our sleep. So it's about getting a very overall holistic picture of what's going on and being really practical. What I love about sleep is that, you know, it's so measurable. Like, you can actually say, yes, I did sleep well, or no, I didn't, right? You kind of have a good indicator in terms of how you feel, no matter what any app tells you. And I think with apps, we have to be careful as well, because we know now that they're only about 60% accurate. So you could be getting inaccurate data that could actually cause what is known as somniphobia, which is a fear and anxiety around sleep. And that's something that many people suffer from. And this is like you have one bad night's sleep and then you start to predict another bad night's sleep and then you get caught in a loop. And the brain is a prediction machine, and that is what's going to happen. So we need to be really aware of that and bring a lot of compassion, understanding and kindness to that, and also interrupt that pattern in the subconscious, because your subconscious is where you sort of enter into when you're going to sleep. The subconscious never sleeps. It's always there. And you want to be able to access it with ease and faith in yourself that, of course, it's an innate ability. Like, we're breathing right now. We don't question it. We can sleep, but we generally need to get out of our own way and prioritize lifestyle choices that actually are very effective.
So what are the daily habits of good sleepers?
Well, I have 8 in my book, but I'll give you the 4 ones now that I think are most crucial. So the first one really is to go to bed and go to sleep at the same time. Every day. 365 days a year. And the reason for that, of course, it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a little bit of flexibility there. But to be honest with you, when your body gets into a rhythm, the circadian rhythm loves knowing what's coming next. Like a child, they go to sleep regularly and everything just kind of sets off and the melatonin is released at the time that is going to help. And you just just go to sleep with so much more ease. So that's number one. Number two is light exposure. We are, again, it's the circadian clock. So you want to get up and you want to get as much light as you possibly can. Now, this time of year, coming into the dark mornings, it is already dark. It's much more tricky, right? So we want these lights now in the studio are actually great, right? You will sleep better because of these lights.
Oh, God. And I hate bright light, but I'll embrace it more now.
But it's good for now. If we were in here at 10 o'clock tonight, it's going to disrupt our sleep, right? But because it's morning time, this is a positive thing. So in the winter, you want to compensate as much as you can by getting as much artificial light as so get up and turn on all the lights. And then as soon as you can get out into the natural light, it's 50 times more powerful natural light. So
sunglasses off.
Sunglasses off. Absolutely. No shades or anything like that. And, you know, depending on cloud coverage, you need longer when it's cloudier. So the cloudier the day, as we know, we have a lot of those here. You need at least 20 minutes outside if possible. So that would be the second one. The third one then would be an unwinding your mind routine. So this is where you learn to switch off the mind. I love the analogy of, like, you know, a race car. If you think about your mind like a race car and it's like, and it's going all day, and then you get into bed and it just, like, you know, it's like an abrupt, you know, stop. That's really, really hard. So you want to actually, like a light dimmer, you want to slowly start to dim the mind down so that you're giving all the cues and all the signals of safety. You know, like, again, like a child, you need to feel safe when you're going to sleep. You need to let go of the stresses and the triggers of the day. And the subconscious doesn't know the difference between a real threat and a genuine one. So we need to be able to switch off from our work, from our concerns, from anything that could create cortisol in the body, because cortisol is what keeps us alert and awake. And you want that in the morning. We have cortisol now, which is a good thing, but we do not want it as we're, you know, unwinding and going to sleep at night. So a routine that actually creates this lovely calming, the parasympathetic is activated, and you feel lovely and soft and soothing and relaxed, and your sleep, like, honestly, will be so, so much more effective, so much deeper. The biggest thing, to be honest, that I know from my clients, my work, is people waking up in the middle of the night. And I'm sure people listening to this will say, yeah, that's me, you know, I can go to sleep, but then I wake up and it's like a, you know, the alarm bell goes off and the thoughts start to cascade in. So you want to actually train yourself out of that habit, because as much as, you know, it's unintentional, it is a habit that you've got into. So as soon as your mind comes through, the first thing that you want to say to yourself is, this is okay. This is normal. We all go into lighter stages of sleep. I am resting now. Take the pressure off going back to sleep and just enjoy the feeling of rest and breathe. Breathe, breathe, breathe. I did it myself this morning. I woke up too early. It was like, I'm not ready to get up, not ready to be awake. So I just lay there and breathed. And within a few minutes, I was back to sleep. So you really get good at practicing that, and your body will expect it then. So you've got, it's like the expectation effect. You want to intervene and go and lull yourself back into to a sleep without pressure. And then the final one in terms of lifestyle habits is actually when you eat, right? So we know, again, the circadian clock is very dictated by light and routine, but also by the times that we eat our main meals. So when you eat at regular times, you are actually giving the signals to your body of when you're going to sleep. It has a huge connection and impact on being able to go to and stay to sleep. And you never want to go to bed with a full stomach. So those late dinners, you know yourself, it's like you can feel the whole thing, you know, being digested. So 2 to 3 hours before sleep is when you want to stop eating.
Okay, I also hate going to bed starving, you know, and it's been ages. I'll always have to get back up and have a little something. But great tips there. And just take the pressure off. I think that will really calm people. So the book is called Sleep Well. It was a bestseller. It's still available now, and you have an event coming up soon.
I do, and it's actually quite linked to sleep in the sense it's about radical self-compassion. It's on Sunday, November 17th in the Radisson Hotel, and it'll definitely help you to feel so much better about yourself. And when you feel better about yourself, you sleep better.
Yeah, and it's all linked, isn't it? And I think that's what came up time and time again. There's a text here that says, I get to sleep with no problems, but I wake at 3 a.m. every single night. Any advice? And it's like what you said earlier, take the pressure off yourself.
Absolutely. And train yourself. And there's a formula in the book to sleep well, and that is to breathe, imagine and experience. And so when you're breathing and you're using your imagination, you want to take the mind off the mind. So imagine a beautiful place that you've been to, a little walk through nature. And before you know it, honestly, you will drift back. But it takes practice. It's like a rehearsal. You need to practice it.
Yeah, because often, you know, you look at the clock, you see it's 3 a.m. You start saying, oh, my God, this has happened again. Why does this keep happening? I'm going to be exhausted tomorrow. And that's what you're trying to stop. And the breath will help with that.
Totally. Yes, that's it, Claire. You've got it.
OK, amazing. So the book is Sleep Well. It is available now. And you'll find more about Fiona Brennan at thepositivehabit.com. Fiona Brennan, clinical hypnotherapist and author of Sleep Well. Thank you so, so much for coming on.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.